a word for you from Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 8 and 11, and then we'll go to chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. All things are full of weariness, a man cannot utter it, the eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. And then verse 11, there is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of later things yet to be among those who come after. I will later on read from chapter 12. It would seem here in the beginning, because I've just taken two verses as examples, that there is a tremendous pessimism that Solomon is expressing. It's almost as if though he's an atheist here, saying, what is the use? Everything comes to an end. There is no righteousness. Almost like Asaph's Psalm 73, where he says, I saw that the wicked prosper, and the righteous, they are the ones who are oppressed. And of course, the problem was resolved later on in the psalm. You can go and look that up yourself. But here, it starts off, and this is a trend, and it's a way to understand this jigsaw puzzle in Ecclesiastes. And we find it fully resolved by chapter 12, where he says very clearly here, and God has put Ecclesiastes, remember, as an inspired book in the Bible for us. Verse 13 and 14, the end of the matter, all has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment with every secret thing, whether good or evil. What he's saying here is that there is a just end. God is not unjust. It is not just a pessimistic outlook, looking at fate as being responsible. Not at all. What Solomon is saying here is that everything is in God's hands, and therefore, turning to us, we have to fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And then in the last verse of Ecclesiastes, saying how God will bring everything into judgment. And we find that this theme is repeated in the New Testament. There will be a just end, God's final judgment. He will resolve all that seemed pessimistic. And you, Christian, you need to take the word of God, and you need to be a real optimist with God's word. Mhlambe wena ungumbona mathunzi nje. But if you read God's word, you'll be positive, for you see that God is not in conflict with himself. God will deal with all things justly.